I mean, less and less people are willing to work in agriculture. So less people, I think it's important to point out that less and less people have to provide for a growing population worldwide. So robotics has to play an important role in supporting farmers in doing their jobs and provide the world with food. Now, we are looking for technology for supporting or replacing human labor. And it can be in a wide variety of applications. I mean, there's a lot going on in arable farming. Well, I'm from the Netherlands, where we have a lot of greenhouse industry, so there's a lot of robotics going, development going on there. But for sure, in livestock farming, it's an important application domain as well.
You were mentioning that there's also some interesting robotics being used in the egg industry. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Currently working with a PhD student on a robot who is going to collect eggs in laying hen farms. And then we are talking about a new type of farms with free-range systems where the chickens can walk around, which is much, much better in terms of animal welfare than compared to the old the cage systems, which are currently banned in Europe, so we cannot use them anymore. But there's one big problem there, or a challenge, so to say, is that these hens, they have to lay their eggs in a nest in a particular area in the farm building. And they usually do, but not in all cases. So a certain percentage of these eggs is laying on the floor in the litter. And there is an issue because these eggs are, well, they cannot be sold as prime quality. The major issue is that these eggs, they attract other chickens to lay their eggs there as well. So what the farmer has to do is he has to collect these eggs on the floor by walking through the building at least twice a day. And this is, well, quite a challenging task. And what we are doing now is developing a robot to collect these eggs. And actually, it's interesting to know, I mean, besides collecting these eggs, you can use this robot for many more things, like monitoring the climate inside the building, monitoring the welfare of the chickens, things like that. So we are thinking in a more wider perspective as well.
What do you get in a response from farmers who are seeing this technology for the first time and seeing the opportunities that exist in the industry at the moment?
Oh, usually they are very, very excited. And what they usually say is, where can I buy it? And then we have to say, well, wait a moment, because the technology is not yet ready. There is still a lot to be done. I mean, one of the very good examples here is the milking robot. It's worldwide known. It's commonly used in agricultural practice, but you have to understand that developing these machines has taken a long, long time, and then making them work in practice has taken even a longer time. And now they are commonly accepted.